Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Due to COVID-19, the Manitoba Junior Hockey League has now announced the cancellation of the rest of its regular season in the playoffs. For more on that, now joining us is Verdun Oil Capital's head coach and general manager, Tyson Ramsey. Tyson, thanks for joining us, and kind of, I guess, not shocking that this news has come out, but obviously disappointing.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, we were optimistic all the way through until, you know, until the last round of public health announcements here in the province of Manitoba. And then once, you know, once indoor sporting competition was not going to be allowed at that point, we, you know, we kind of saw the writing on the wall. And you know, over the course of last week, the league board of governors had meetings and decided that, you know, this was the right time to cancel the season. So certainly disappointing from a lot of different aspects, our fans and season ticket holders, but you certainly feel for the players that have lost out on a season here 2 years in a row.
Especially when you guys were off to an 8-0-1 start to the season. How difficult is that when you look at the upside potential of your kids, not only for what they can do, but for what it means to your community, the fact you get to play and then all of a sudden everything gets officially shut down like this?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, our organization is relatively new. We've only been in the league for 9 years, and so have not won a championship here in Verdun. And certainly with our 8-0-1 start, we felt like we had a veteran group that was capable of doing good things. And so, you know, to have that ripped out from underneath you is certainly disappointing. And certainly a lot of sad faces staring back at me on the Zoom call last Thursday night when I had to deliver the news that the season was canceled.
What's it like to be able to communicate to the players but have to give them this kind of news? Because you've got a variety of players, kids who are coming in for their first year of junior A hockey, to kids who are, you know, going into their last year and one last opportunity to play and represent. What kind of reaction did you hear from the kids?
Yeah, disappointment. I think, you know, to a man, they were all disappointed, obviously, that the season is over. And the other side of it, I guess, we've been off since November, and every day you're wondering if you're going to get a call. So they were actually relieved to finally know, you know, what was actually going to happen. You know, they're just hoping every day that they're going to get a phone call that they can come back to Verdun and we can get started. So it was weighing on for sure. And like I said, lots of disappointed faces. And you know, the guys that still have some time left are looking forward to next year, obviously. And then you feel for the 20-year-olds. We had 6 20-year-olds on our team, and you know, they saw their junior hockey careers come to an end in a pretty abnormal way. And so tough to deliver that news, and we're currently working through one-on-one meetings by Zoom with all our guys just to catch up with them and see how they're feeling and how they're doing and talk about the off season and what's up next year.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because in a position of leadership, what you always have to say is, okay, this is where we are, but here's where we're going. Here's what's coming up next. What kind of message you've been able to send to them? What kind of timeline are you looking for to get these guys back on the ice?
Yeah, well, so we did talk about that with our players. It's time now to stop being disappointed and frustrated and then move on, because the reality is we've got a future here to prepare for. And, you know, for the guys that are coming back, we talked about what the summer should look like and some of the goals that they should have just in terms of their training and getting on the ice and workouts when that's allowed. Just what their goals should be there, and to get bigger and faster and stronger like everybody wants to be when they're a year older. And then for our older guys, the 20-year-olds that are leaving, we just talked about most of them have plans to go to school, and some of them are looking to play, you know, some college hockey. And so we chatted a little bit about those things, and we'll certainly help them achieve whatever goals they have moving forward. So some different conversations with the different groups of guys, but they're all positive ones.
In conversation with Tyson Ramsey, the Verdun Oil Capital's head coach and general manager, something I should point out is you've also got a day job. You're a teacher. For those of you, those watching on the podcast right now, they can see you're in a classroom right now, at a computer lab in a classroom. What's that like for you to balance those two careers? And what's it been like for you in the classroom in the midst of this pandemic in Manitoba?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I you know, I've been a teacher for about 20 years. And so most of my career was spent in Brandon, Manitoba. And then when I got the job here in Verdun, you know, I was able to get a half-time teaching job at the K-4 school that's actually right across the street from the rink, believe it or not, and just a block from my house. So the administrator here is a colleague of mine that I started my teaching career with and my first job. And So it just really fit. I'm teaching grade four, and all those kids in there obviously are, being a small town, they're aware of the Oil Caps, and so it's pretty exciting for them and pretty exciting for me to, you know, to come into the school here and be able to work with these kids. So something I've really enjoyed, like I said, for 20 plus years, and certainly happy that they were able to take me in here and give me a part-time job.
You come to the table with a lot of experience. You played in the MJHL for the Winkler Flyers back in the mid 90s, and then went on to play four seasons in U Sports at Brandon University. What kind of advice can you give to the kids that you're working with right now in terms of, here's where you are right now, here's what you're doing in junior right now, but here's what's available to you down the road as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, my message to them is just to take their hockey career as far as they can take it. But at the same time, thinking about what the future may hold, because reality is, you know, we don't get to be involved in the game of hockey for a living, many of us. And so, you know, they need to have that future in mind, but there's certainly lots of opportunities that the game can open for kids. And, you know, I just want them to be aware of that and realize what all their options are and use what they're good at in terms of the game of hockey to, you know, to develop relationships and you know, maybe find a college or a school. And, you know, just speaking from experience, all the things that I have in my life right now are due to the game of hockey. I met my wife because of the game. I played junior hockey in university and some of my best friends are from those days. And I played some Allen Cup hockey with Jamie Hodson, who was the director of hockey operations here in Verdon. And he was the one that kind of brought me to town as an assistant coach. And so, you know, there's so many things, so many doors that can be opened up by playing this great game. And so my advice to them usually is to hang on to those relationships, because at the end of the day, you know, those are what you're going to have for the rest of your life. And we did have a good conversation with our 20-year-old guys, just to make sure that they've developed such good relationships here and to not let those wane, and just make sure that they're reaching out to each other and staying in touch, because you never know what doors that could open in the future.
Give us a sense of what your organization, what your team means to the community.
Yeah, we're a small community. We got about 3,500 people in Verdon here. So everybody knows the Oil Caps and we have such a good season ticket base and our marketing partnerships in terms of the business community is phenomenal. And so, you know, it's such a special thing to be a part of a hockey club that's such a big part of the community here. And community here is full of hardworking people, lots of agriculture people, and lots of oil and gas industry. And, you know, they work hard and they expect their junior hockey team to be the same. And so we're just proud to be able to play in front of them. And hopefully that can happen again here sooner rather than later. But it's a pretty special place to be a part of a junior hockey team.
It's great to be in the heart of that. Tyson, thanks a lot for all that you've done for the organization, the community. We appreciate it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
You too. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Verdon Oil Capital's head coach and general manager, Tyson Ramsey. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up, what kind of player would Colorado Avalanche D-man and World Junior silver medalist Justin Barron project to be at the next level? We'll discuss that and much more with our director of scouting, Craig Button, right after the break. This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.